Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, I just made some coffee. Would you like a cup?
Patrick, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it. Don't wait for it. Just let it happen. It could be a new shirt in a men's store, a catnap on your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Okay, Patrick, we talked last week a little bit about the weather and how nice it's getting. Now it's really, really gotten nice.
Ah, oh, dangerous.
Since then. Nice it's outside. So nice. Yep. And I'm down here in the basement. I don't know why. I was gonna move the recording equipment out on the deck today, but then, I don't know, I just didn't have time. And I was like, yeah, it'll be easier just to come down here and record. But that's what I should be doing. In the future, I'm going to try to do that more.
Well, I'll tell you, we had this discussion amongst my family that are here. You got to be careful when it gets real warm. I mean, we're talking, folks, it's as we record this, not even St. Patrick's Day, and the temperatures are in the low 70s in Virginia. But you got to be careful of the dreaded March sunburn, because you have been in the basement all winter long. You've been wearing like long sleeves and everything. All of a sudden, you're in short sleeves, and you're outside, and the sun can get you. You got to be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Always put on your sunscreen, folks.
Yeah, there is that. So you never know. Okay.
That's right.
Now, the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And speaking of good weather, we're going to take some calls from Southern California.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
From a number of colorful characters. All right?
Mm,
so
cool.
Those who have heard this before will understand. Those who have not, just roll with it. I think you'll enjoy the series of calls, and we'll explain later, okay?
That's right. Context will be provided.
We haven't even started, and it's almost the end. Sharp darts, spitting masters, spitting darts faster. Shut up, I'm the driver. You're the passenger. I reign superior. Hello. Highland Park, Harry. Calling in. For the new music in February. Some smashing good events down in Highland Park, outside of Los Angeles. Billie Eilish, my next door neighbor, just released a documentary on Apple Plus TV, The World's a Little Blurry. Guess what, Patrick and Jim, she made $25 million. $25 million for young Billie Eilish just to show her home videos. Can you believe it? But this is about new music. 2021. Can you believe that? Lots of four-letter band names. Chai, C-H-A-I. There's new Rye, R-H-Y-E. I think Justin Steiner mentioned Kiwi Jr. Everything I've heard from them is great. And there's a great new single from Pony called Choke Cherry. It's a good rocker. But my runner-up this month is Smurz, a chilly Norwegian duo. Just a couple of girls from Norwegian. What are their names? Katharina and Henriette. Oh, it's just really interesting. I would try out the tracks Flashing or Believer. But I would guess Nick Scalera is aware of this, but my track of February is The Chills, Monolith. Give me the power of ancient stones, honor the monolith. Give me the power of ancient stones, honor the monolith. Oh, it's tasty. What did I do, mate? Give me the power of ancient stones, honor the monolith. Oh, wow, I think I just slipped into another parallel universe, mate. Highland Park Harry signing off. I just wanted to make sure you got my pick for February. The Chills, Monolith, Honor the Monolith. And for a cover, make sure you track down Vile Assembly. They do Grandmaster Flashes. Classic. The Message. Vile Assembly, it's impossible to find. I challenge you to find it. I couldn't find it. But I've heard it. It's brilliant. Unless I just dreamed it. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes you wonder how we keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes you wonder how we keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes you wonder how we keep from going under. Geezers need excitement. If their lives don't provide it, they incite. Rockin' the suburbs listeners to pick their new music. Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs! Hey, Silver Lake Larry calling with my new music in February. A couple of similar sounding people here. Billy Nomates. I know I heard Patrick talk about this person, but you gotta hear her new song, Heal. H-E-E-L-S, Billy Nomates. It is a great track. And also, like, more political, more rapping, but it's a girl named No Name. It might be No Name. It's a track called Rainforest. A rainforest cries, everybody die. That's No Name. And the other one is No Mate. Billy Nomates. So thanks for turning me on to her, guys. And then I guess I think I just like to keep track of Rostam, whatever he's working on. I heard his new single, These Kids We Knew, it's okay, but right after the inauguration, he turned that poem from Amanda Gorman. He made a little ditty, The Hill We Climb. In G minor. It's just music set to that poem from Amanda Gorman. It's very beautiful. Anyway, check out that stuff. Thanks, guys.
I love that new cover of that Rock in the Suburbs theme song. Woo! Eagle Rock Eddie here. Calling in with my new music from February. If you don't know the Cloud Nothings and their song Nara, you gotta check into that. You also gotta get aware of Dinosaur Jr. is back again. Their track, I Ran Away. But I guess what I'm kinda zeroing in, I love the rock and roll. I don't know if you've heard, Julian Baker is back. She kind of got the girls together from Boy Genius in a song called Faber. But I guess my pick is going to be the Arab Strap. Here Comes Comus. Now, this sounds like a Patrick band, but just for your knowledge, Comus is the god of nocturnal excess. And this song has everything in excess. In excess. Arab Strap, Here Comes Comus. And if you are kind of looking for Julian Baker, she did a great Kid A era Radiohead cover. I know you boys like covers. Everything in its right place. Signing off from Eagle Rock. It's Eagle Rock Eddie. Don't sleep on that Orville Peck now. Get in here, boy. Get in here, I'll whip you, boy. Hey, it's Rockin' the Suburbs.
in the suburbs. Rock in the suburbs.
EPJ, just making a quick call. Don't want to take up too much of your time. I loved your show, The Deep Dives with Doug Baker, but especially the Kathleen Hanna deep dive. This isn't a cover. This is a TV theme song. I think you've done an episode on TV theme songs. But Kathleen Hanna did the WandaVision theme song in one of the latter episodes of that WandaVision TV show. Check that out. It's good to see it. Like you said, it's good to see you're still out there rocking. 3 bands, 4 bands, who knows? I've really been liking the Cloud Nothings. You should listen to their song Nothing Without You. That's very excellent. And I'm hearing a lot of stuff from Ice Age. Sounds like something Patrick would like. Very hard edge, but very good track. Vendetta. And then just a lot of people had like little bonus tracks. Matt Berninger had a really good bonus track, Let It Be. And I'll say it every time I call. You got to do an episode like Japanese B-sides or, you know, like hidden tracks or like, you know, hard to find stuff. I don't know. I can't coalesce it in my brain, but you know what I'm saying. Also, Spoon has the 20th anniversary of Girls Can Tell, and I heard some demos of Lines in the Suit and 30 Minutes Old. So choice. Even like Britt was like, yeah, I just knocked that off. I thought of it, knocked it off. Oh, my God. And then I told Tim Hoffman about this, but there's a great Bright Eyes cover of Vic Chestnut, Flirted With You All My Life. And you know what he's talking about. He's talking about death. But just you guys have just been putting out consistently great stuff, guys. And I can't thank you enough. But I guess EPJ's pick, if it's not, there's a band now called, Jim, there's a band called Toledo, and they have a song called Sunday Fun Day. But the song I really, guys, really want you to listen to is called Immune. And it's kind of about sitting outside of Dodger Stadium waiting to get stabbed with a vaccine. That's weird. I never get cut off. I usually only leave one message. This is Echo Park Jimmy, longtime listener, longtime caller. I was rambling on about Jensen McRae, J-E-N-S-E-N McRae, M-C-R-A-E, a song called Immune. It's very, what's her face, Phoebe Bridgers-esque. But, so Jensen McRae, Immune, I don't want to spoil the surprise of just hearing the song for the first time. It's very emotional. I might cover it at the hootenanny if I can track down the lyrics and the chords, man. But speaking of Phoebe Bridgers, there's a track called Smash That Guitar, Phoebe, by the, You're Gonna Make Me Keep Looking. I don't know. Look it up. Smash That Guitar, Phoebe. The band's... Oh, Starcaster. Smash That Guitar, Phoebe. Addressing her smashing of the guitar on SNL, and then David Crosby having a problem with it for some reason. Like, give me a break, man. So, I don't know what to tell you. But Phoebe Bridgers is amazing. Amazing, guys. EPJ... Signing off. Got to listen to some Haim. Good morning. It's David Lynch here. February 28, 2021. And it's time for my Rock in the Suburbs new music pick. Well, it's a bit late, but I think the song of the year, even though it kind of came out last year, is Paw Paw Rod, Hit 'Em Where It Hurts. It's a great, catchy little tune,
set sail, lighthouse, search. I've been down with you. You've been down with me. I just want to tip Jim and Patrick off to it because they don't know what the kids are listening to. I keep listening to what the kids are listening to, and it's Paw Paw Rod, hit 'em where it hurts. The best rhyme is, I'm on a quest, love, learn my route. Think that black thought, this my truth. Hey, and speaking of those boys in the root, you got to hear their routine talking about the CDC's recommendation for two masks. It took them a year to come up with that. Put on another mask. Anyway, it's called, you got to double that mask. You gotta double that math. You gotta double that math. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. I listen to Jim and Patrick every day before I leave my weather report to 440-1984. Everyone, have a great day.
Jim and Patrick, rocking the suburbs, party line. Highland Park Harry, trying to do my best, vile assembly. Oh, I would be remiss if I didn't mention a song from Billie Eilish. La Alvida, La Alvida. If you haven't heard yet of Rosalia, she's a little south of LA, maybe South America, I'm not sure where she's from. Rosalia, R-O-S-A-L-I-A, with Billie Eilish, Lo Vas A Ovida, L-O-V-A-S-R-A. O-L-V-I-D-A-R. It's from that dirty show, Euphoria. But they did a couple of one-off episodes that were very, like, stage play brilliant. Safe for work, if you will. As opposed to not safe for anyone, like the rest of Euphoria. But check it out. La Alvida. Can you let it go? Can you let it go? La Alvida. I don't know how they get there from that spelling, but Billie Eilish, she's brilliant, even in Spanish. Good day, sir. Highland Park Harry signing out.
And there you go. All right. Thank you, everyone who called.
Yeah. All the...
Yeah, I can...
All four people, I think it was. No, that's five. Right. I forgot people. David Lynch, the director.
That's right. Yes. That's right. I can see the other four lining up at the phone booth to make their call, to call into the Suburban Party Line. But to have Mr. Lynch call in and contribute, especially, it's very touching to hear that he listens every day. So I hope we're helping.
I imagine he's a busy person, so that's great.
Very busy, yeah. He's probably planning his next piece of art. So. Yes. It's touching.
Yes. Okay. So, anything in there catch your attention? Is there anything you want to hear?
It's lovely to hear from Highland Park Harry always. And he has some interesting picks. And he mentioned Kiwi Jr. I mean, we've talked a little bit about Kiwi Jr. already, Jim. Their new album. I want to put out to people too, if you go to the Spotify, and you search Kiwi Jr., you'll see a Sub Pop playlist that they made, and it's a cool playlist. I guess it's just songs they like, but the first song on the playlist, Jim, is New York Groove by Ace Frehley. So not only do I already like their music, but that touched me quite a bit that they had New York Groove as their first track on their Sub Pop playlist. So that was cool.
That's cool.
Yes.
So did you want to hear something from Kiwi Jr.?
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, I would definitely encourage people to check out Cooler Returns, their new album, and also Football Money. I think we mentioned their first one. It's very good.
Okay. I'm going to first look for the thing he said we couldn't find. Maybe I can't find it. That was the cover of The Message.
That's right. Yep.
By Vile Assembly. And mm-hmm.
That sounded cool.
No, I'm not finding it. So give me some time on that.
Okay.
I'm going to keep looking.
Okay.
Let's see. Was there something else here? There was something he said there was a song called Immune. He said we really need to hear that song.
Okay. Yep.
Jensen McRae.
Yes.
So
let's check that out.
Let's hear that while I look for this other song.
Okay.
Traffic from the east side got me aggravated. Hotter than the day my brother graduated. Wait for hours in the sun in line at Dodger Stadium. I'm not scared if dogs are getting vaccinated. Lay the seat back, turn this place into a bed. Someone smoking in the Camry just ahead. Yeah, I know the irony would never be lost on me. You don't have to point it out again.
Cool song.
I'm kind of speechless here. It really does speak to just like the gravity of life of the last year, you know, and
totally
to some extent, you know, the people use this term the new normal, right? So to some extent we have adapted and gotten sort of used to it, but to the people who then, you know, I'm not there yet, but the people who are getting the vaccine and can sort of then really start to see that light at the end of the tunnel, it's got to be this huge just sense of relief, right? That not only for themselves, but that, you know, presumably this is going to be true for everyone, right? And they can see it starting to happen, right? That this may
be totally. Yeah, totally, Jim. Well said. I read an article the other day, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, about this sense of hope that kind of radiates, you know, across not only the people that get vaccinated, but the people that are giving out the vaccinations.
Yeah,
And people are really starting to sense that now, you know, when they get their jab. So, and I don't know, that was a really cool song. It, to me, felt exactly like what modern folk music, you know, in my mind should be. You know, it's got those current references. It's got a little drums on it, but it's mainly an acoustic guitar jam with a cool, you know, riff and just really insightful and arresting images. I mean, the whole thing about, you know, the Taylor song and a college football game coming on, that was a sweet kind of observational moment there. Really nice.
Yeah. Great.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Let's see here. How about the Arab Strap song? You want to hear that?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah, he said that this was something he thought you would particularly like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here comes Comus. Comus? C-O-M-U-S? Okay.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Right.
Okay. All right.
Inside at night, he's a full-time flop. Cop, shoot, and vain. He's a walking stick. Powder's in his pocket and a
All right. Had you heard this yet, Patrick?
Yeah. I like this album a bunch. And I was just digging here, and I know we had played a preview single from this new album. So I got to give credit to Liam McIndoe for calling that to our attention back on November New Music.
Yes.
He called that out, and I talked about my love of Arab Strap, yes, and seeing them and how they're back now, which is great. So it's amazing. You know, I don't know if I said this. I haven't, spent a ton of time with this album, but I have played it a few times, and I swear you could mix it in with their first, you know, or second record, and it wouldn't sound that different. I mean, they have not really changed that formula, which is cool. And I'm so glad they're back with a new record. So Days Get Dark, As Days Get Dark,
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good. And we played Compensation, which I think was the first single from the record.
It's been a long time. Yes. You're right. I'm remembering this now. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah. But Liam, yeah, was all over that one. So both him and Silver Lake Larry were right on top of that stuff. <Good. laughs>
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was Eagle Rock Eddie. That dude sounds like he's pretty wild. I want to party with him.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play this real quick. So go back to the Tug Baker deep dive stuff. And we talked about Kathleen Hanna. And literally like a day or two later after that, I was messaging back and forth with Tug because all of a sudden, out of the blue, on this Marvel show, WandaVision, they played this song, sung by Kathleen Hanna, this new original song. And I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here. If you have seen the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, let me just say that the show incorporates parodies of sitcoms from different eras. And there's always a theme song that goes with this parody.
Okay.
To sort of mimic the type of theme song you would hear with that era of thing, of show. And so this particular one was like supposed to be kind of a Malcolm in the Middle type of show. And so I think like right around 2000, and they got Kathleen Hanna to sing this song. And that makes perfect sense, right? It's like of the era, and it's supposed to be sort of like, you know, a take on these kind of like, edgy kind of TV shows, right? You know what I mean? So, so let me see if I can get this to work here, and I'll play this this song. There you go.
Nice. That's classic. Classic Kathleen Hanna sound there. That was really, really good.
I know.
Now, is that out anywhere? Or is it just appear on the...
Yeah, I think you just find that little clip that I just played on YouTube. Okay. But I don't think it's not released as anything beyond that. Okay. I don't think so. But I got to give the producers of that show big props for thinking that. Like, who would be a great singer for this era of song that we kind of have some fun with? And they, you know, dial up Kathleen Hanna. It's perfect. It's perfect. And,
totally.
And that won't mean anything to the vast majority of those viewers who saw it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But to the people who do, it's like, it's so perfect. It's great.
Yeah. And it'll just work on those levels. That's excellent. Yeah.
Really cool. Yep. Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to address here? I got.
The only other one that really, that's sparked my mind, that song Pawpaw Rod, called Hit 'Em Where It Hurts. I'm not sure if that was David Lynch who mentioned that, that we didn't know what the kids were listening to, but apparently that's what it is. So I'd love to hear a little bit of that and see what it sounds like. It's intriguing.
Okay. Here you go.
Crazy, your eyes tell all we outside with your call. Move me, need me.
That is fantastic.
Loved it. Really loved it. Looks like that's, as far as I can tell, just that song's out there. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that really is fantastic. Everything about that, really great.
So. Loved it. Loved that little bit of reggae influence in it, too. That was really sweet. Great call.
All right. Well, we so appreciate all the people who call in. And I didn't explain, by the way. So Echo Park Jimmy started with just him, and then he started gathering friends to call in as well, right? So that's what that is all about. And he calls in regularly and tells us his thoughts, and we so appreciate that. Oh, and then here's an update on Vile Assembly, the message. I did find some references to it.
Okay.
In a Google search, but I can't find the actual song anywhere.
Okay.
So maybe a listener can find that and point us to it, right?
Yeah, if somebody's got it on a physical copy or however you heard it, let us know. That'd be great. And I hope that whole crew, Highland Park Harry and Silver Lake Larry and Eagle Rock Eddie, you know, I hope they all get their jabs and they can all sit together one day and have a call with us. That'd be nice. I'd love to see them all in the same room.
Okay. And so, Patrick, the other thing that just amazes me about modern technology and the way things move is that somebody can one night, I guess, see Phoebe Bridgers on SNL and then apparently like days later record and release a song about that experience, right?
Amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? So let's close out
and we can hear it.
Yeah, I know. And it's there for us all to hear. Let's close out with this song, Smash Your Guitar Phoebe, by this band Starcaster, which, by the way, has 11 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Wow.
Starcaster does. So we're giving them some love here. All right.
Oh, we got to boost them up.
Yep. Okay. And then the rest of the week, I think we're going to do some fan mail. We're going to respond to listener correspondence. We have quite a backlog, as I mentioned, and we're going to make some progress here this week. All right.
Excellent. All right. Excellent.
Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Smash your guitar. Smash your guitar. Smash your guitar, Phoebe. Little bitches shouldn't tell you what to do. Little bitches shouldn't tell you what to say. Smash away, smash away, smash away. Little bitches shouldn't tell you what to do. Little bitches shouldn't tell you what to say. Smash away, smash away, smash away. Smash your guitar, Phoebe. Smash your guitar, smash your guitar, Phoebe.
Well, it's cool that David Lynch likes our show.